welcome to the award-winning Gale's Got Keys Entertainment Now. 5 years and counting, a show that highlights the great talent from the past to the present, as well as featuring new talent you'll hear more about in the future. And now, here's radio and TV broadcaster and your host, Gale's Got Keys.
You're not going to believe this. While singing Michael Bublé's Everything at his office holiday party, Brian Hudson would be discovered by AP Music Group's president, Joe Vulpes. Hello and welcome to my show, Gale's Got Keys Entertainment Now, on Tap the Mic Radio, the fastest online radio station. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, singing at your company's office holiday party may get you discovered like it did my musical guest, Brian Hudson. Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But he also released his new album, pop album, Midnight Sessions, through AP Music. Now, everybody knows Joe Vulpes can appreciate what it takes as a musician himself. He is the creating force, I should say, behind AP Music Group. And he has been working with a number of stars. Of course, the most notably, megastar Lady Gaga is one of these stars that he had worked with back in the day and discovered. And he's also an award-winning songwriter and producer who is originally from New York. So Vulpes joins me to talk about and introduce this new artist whose label is already getting endorsements from the likes of one of the most notable clothing companies, Gap. And as I said, he's released his new EP, Midnight Sessions. Joining me now is singing artist Brian Hudson, along with AP Music Group singer, songwriting producer, CEO, and founder, Joe Vulpes. Joe, Brian, thank you so, so much for joining me on the show. How are you both doing?
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. I am very, very excited. I'm going to go to Joe just for a quick second, as we always do, because Joe, I thank you so, so much for coming back on the show. We had spoken before with one of your notable singers who is just been doing wonderful, and I have also been looking at some other artists that you have coming up the pike, but you've been doing this quite for some time as a musician yourself, and now, you know, being the founder for AP Music Group. What has this been like, you know, when you have rising stars like Brian Hudson, who is just trailing up on the charts in the music, in the radio stations, and coming out with amazing music? What has this been like for you?
This has been wild. I mean, you know, I always tell people, I mean, like lists, and I've got a couple amazing things happening this year. I mean, a lot of amazing things, but Brian is one of the people that I can honestly say works harder than I do. He is, you know, I mean, I've ended countless unfortunate relationships because of my work ethic, because basically I forget, oh my gosh, I was married. You know, I'm just kidding. I'm sort of exaggerating a little bit. But Brian has got the brains. I mean, obviously, you know, he's like Batman. I mean, he's Bruce Wayne during the day. And then at night, mm-hmm. he's like Steven Tyler. So it's like, it's really cool. But his brains, when we talk about projects, it's wonderful because we can talk from both angles. Okay, how are we gonna, you know, what's the strategy? What kind of PR do you want to do? And he gets it, so it's great. You know, it makes things happen quicker, especially in his case, as you just started mentioning the endorsements that are coming in. I mean, we just got another one for Sennheiser Neumann microphones, which, Gail, you know, in this business, those are like, you know, the Rolls Royce of mics. So as soon as Brian's like, yeah, I got this endorsement, I'm like, no, we got it. I'm getting one of those microphones. So, exactly. You know, but Brian's great. And then on top of it, you know, you got the business chops, and he certainly, you know, does, as you've already mentioned. But then we get into the studio and we start writing, we start recording, and you know, we just had a show the other night, a release party at Drum in New York City. Places wall-to-wall people, CDs, everything. The endorsements are already being signed. And you sit back and go, oh, my gosh, this is like happened overnight. You know, I mean, it's just, it hasn't. But a lot of artists have this leisurely thing. Like, you know, it's going to happen when it does. And Brian, much like myself, we're very aggressive. It's nice to see results quicker, sooner than later. And it's Absolutely. Really cool. I mean, listen, you can't complain when your songs are being played on the radio and people are signing endorsement deals. It's kind of a nice place to be in.
It certainly is, and I can imagine, Brian, for you, you are just like the dream story, because when I was reading up on how you got discovered, I was like, you've got to be kidding me, because who would think at an office event, a holiday party, and you're singing one of your favorite artists, Michael Bublé's song, and all of a sudden you and Joe get connected, and life just for you changes. I mean, from Wall Street, you know, crunching numbers, to having this creative outlet to singing and songwriting. Are you kidding me? You must have been, like, so surprised when all of a sudden you had the opportunity to work with Joe.
I was completely shocked, and you know, as we mentioned during the pre-interview, it felt like it was out of a movie. You know, it's one of those things in life. You're like, this doesn't happen, and it took me, that night was just really a blur, and it was crazy. And you know, Joe gave me his business card after I sang, and was like, I would love to work with you. And you know, I took it, put it in my pocket, and I don't really think it sunk in until the next morning.
You know,
I have this card, and I'm like, okay, wow. And you know, I started, like everything else, right? Like my day job, I started doing intense research to make sure, okay, is this real? And you know, and I start reading these stories about Joe and these articles and his website and, you know, how he worked with Lady Gaga in the past. And I'm like, okay, this guy is the real deal. This is happening. And you know, we met up and there was immediate, you know, I want to say musical, you know, chemistry, you know, business partner chemistry. And I was like, okay, this guy, you know, Joe is nothing but sincere. And on top of that, he's, you know, incredible. He's insanely talented. And I saw that right away.
Right.
And I was like, this, there's something that could be here, you know? And again, that was a couple of years ago now. And still, it's still, sometimes I still have to pinch myself because it's like, you know, this is really happening. You know? Cause again, it is like out of a movie. Yeah. It's pretty wild.
I can imagine your colleagues are probably like, what? Wait a minute. He's the one that we take out to, you know, all the open mic nights and on playing all those different, you know, karaoke and stuff. And wait a minute. How did that happen? But it did happen. And because of that, Joe had worked with you immediately, took you into the studio, and you recorded your first two original singles, Let It Ride and She's My Woman. Now, they were released on the radio in the summer of 2015, and Let It Ride debuted at number 48 on the Adult Contemporary Top 200, peaking at number 5, and it remained in the top 10 of the AC Top 200 chart for 10 weeks, and was played on steady rotation in 6 countries in Europe. Did that sink in with you, Brian?
No. I remember when it first went to radio, I was actually in North Carolina for work, you know, for my day job, for a deal in North Carolina. I'm in the hotel room after a day of meetings, and Joe calls me, and he's like, I have some news for you, you know, kind of sit back, brace yourself. And, you know, I could tell by the tone of his voice it was going to be something good. So I kind of braced myself, and he told me, you know, how it premiered at 48 on the chart. And I was just, you know, blown away. Like anything else, it's like you do something, you put your heart and soul into it, and you just want to see it received in some capacity. And you don't know, you know, ever. I go in with I'm very, like, you know, realistic. You can ask Joe. I never pre-celebrate things. I never, you know, start going crazy, you know, too early. It's very much like, okay, let's see what's going to happen. So, you know, I was hoping it would be received well, but I think both of us were really blown away with just its rise and how quickly it kind of went up the chart. And again, yeah, top 10 for 10 weeks. I mean, that was just, again, it was one of those things where it was hard to fathom at the time. And I still think, looking back, it's hard to believe.
Well, you have a believer, Joe Vulpes, who is, of course, CEO and founder and award-winning producer for AP Music Group, and they are joining me on Gail Scott Keys Entertainment Now on Tap the Mic Radio, and, of course, singing artist Brian Hudson, who has been just amazing, and, of course, with endorsements. And, Joe, you know, I've asked you this before, as a musician yourself and in this industry, how easy was it to get an artist like Brian Hudson endorsed? I mean, by one of the biggest clothing companies, Gap. I had seen that, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. And now to have another endorsement. You know, he's the real deal, as you said. Do you see many artists like this? And what are the things on the horizon? Because he just released the debut pop EP, Midnight Sessions, I might add. Congratulations to both of you on that. And how has this been? Yes.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, like I said earlier, Brian is just a business genius. So it does make my job a little easier outside of the music production. So, to her credit, there's a PR woman which we're not going to give away all of her credentials because we want to keep her. You know, the second you give away someone's credentials, she's like, you know, no, her name is Jen. And I had just in passing said, you know, Brian, I said, I've worked with this woman before in something. And I said, you know, she seems great. I said, you know, I was kind of like, you know, the third wheel in this one project, but I met her and we hit it off and I followed her. I said, you know, I think it's time to like just interrogate a little bit and check her out and all that stuff. And that was it. I mean, I literally left it at that. Brian grabbed hold of the reins and did everything. And she and Brian kicked it off and the record was getting mixed and mastered at the time. Things were happening. The new songs were starting and it was like this connectivity just blew up. And so really, you know, between us three, but mainly Brian driving again, I mean, Brian is right. I don't blow things up. I always tell him, I said, I'm not a big fan of celebrating early. I said, when we see it, we can touch it. It's been signed. I said, boom, let's go out and party. But it happened. I mean, he was working and all of a sudden, I mean, I can quote Brian's text message. He's like, holy, you know, S and a few other letters I can't say on the radio. He's like, you know, Gap just liked our post, that the endorsement. And I'm like, I sat back and I just started, you know, they're like 30 seconds. I'm like, wow, it continues and it's really happening.
Yes.
You know, there's Old Navy, there's Gap, there's microphone endorsements. I mean, this, I don't need, you know, we're going to get to it, but and he'll elaborate more on it. But, you know, there's so many things up the pipeline. We have a Christmas single now that is, you know, that we had done last year that was on Sirius or XM. It was Thank You, Dennis Falcone in New York City. It really did wonders. And now this year it just got picked up by some stores and it's going to be, you know, in flagship stores around the country. So I forgot what the initial question was, but I think I covered it.
So,
but Brian was the mastermind in making making the business portion explode. I made the connection and he drove it.
When we come back from the break, of more of Gail Scott Keys Entertainment, now only on Tap the Mic Radio.
When you're on tapthemicradio.com and want to continue listening on your phone, download the TuneIn app.
tapthemicradio.com.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
TapTheMicRadio.com is looking for on-air personalities. Have you ever wanted to be on the radio? Are you a DJ who wants to be on the air and build an audience? Are you a podcaster? Do you currently have a podcast and want to expand your audience? Tap the Mic Radio Network is currently seeking talent. Whether it's a talk show or a music entertainment show, we'd like to hear from you. Email tapthemicradio@gmail.com. tapthemicradio@gmail.com.
Tap the Mic Radio Network. We're on.
Hey, this is DJ Colossus. Join me Friday night, 7 to 11 Eastern Standard Time for the Mix Show Federation, getting you ready for the weekend. Join me as we ride the waves of top music across the board, pumping out positive vibes to start your weekend right. Only on tapthemicradio.com. We're on.
From the moment I saw you through the years today, the butterflies haven't flown away. You light up my heart like the sun fills a room. more beautiful, beautiful than a field in bloom. So hold me like you need it. Kiss me like you mean it. 'Cause I'm so in love with you. My greatest truth is that you see it like I do. Kiss me, feel it. To last, as I sail on the waves of your laugh. During those moments, when tears fill your eyes, I realize, realize rain awakens the skies. So hold me like you need it.
Brian, to your credit, and also from what Joe was saying, I mean, you do have an incredible background because you're an undergraduate degree in economics. And as I said, you know, you were also, you know, working from Wall Street. So you know what it takes to get the stuff out there. What, was that something that I can't imagine it was intimidating because you obviously knew how to land yourself and get yourself promoted in that sense. And then having Gap look at you and like that to sign you on. Were you surprised as much as Joe, or were you just like, okay, I you know, this is what I do, and it just happens to be me? Was it a little bit different? You know, describe that for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, I do, you know, work hard at these things. You know, like, nothing just is ever handed to you. Nothing just comes to you. And right. I think you have to have an appreciation for the amount of work that goes into it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it still is surprising when you do see these things happening. You know, I'm just as shocked as everyone else, if not more so. But, you know, it's tough because, you know, you do have the business side, but at the end of the day, this is, you know, an art, and this is my music, and this is my form of self-expression. These are my stories and these songs. So there's like that vulnerable side, you know, to it as well. And there's putting yourself out there in front of, you know, an audience of whoever, one person, five people, a million people, whatever it is. And it's like, at the end of the day, you want your stuff to be well received. So I want my music to be heard and appreciated. You know, I want people to like it. So, you know, I at the end of the day, there's that part of it, and you're hoping that what you put out there is good enough that it can get you these things. You know, if that makes sense. It's, you know, there is obviously this yeah. element, this business side that goes into it, but at the same time, no one's going to promote a song that's, you know, not good, right? So it's like
there's
kind of that side of it too, and putting yourself on the line that way, which I actually found to be one of the harder things, is really truly putting yourself out there, you know, for the world to either love or hate, or both.
Well, I'm sure that they love you, because I love the music that I heard, for sure. And again, you released Midnight Sessions. Who are some artists that have inspired you, Brian, to get into this industry, and who would you like to see yourself performing with?
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, going back, so when Joe and I first started working together, the single we took to radio, Let It Ride, was, you would call it, I guess, jazz pop. And that was really, so kind of just going back, I started singing, you know, Broadway show tunes when I was growing up. And that, in college, I always wanted to learn opera, so I started taking opera lessons. And so I was very much in like show tunes and then kind of the classical music and opera. And then I wanted something different. I always like to challenge myself. So I'm like, well, I'm used to reading sheet music and singing every note exactly as written. Let me kind of go the complete other way, which is jazz, right? And got to get into that world of improv and kind of more just based on the feeling of things and not following things, you know, religiously. So I started singing jazz, and Michael Bublé, was an inspiration to me, and I loved it. He was so smooth. He was like, you know, today's Frank Sinatra, who, you know, I grew up listening to Frank Sinatra and loved him. So Michael Bublé has been a huge influence. Yeah. So put out Let It Ride, and I was in that domain, in that world. But I then started having the confidence to write my own music, and I noticed I was listening to a lot of like top 40 pop music, and I started writing in that genre. But I felt like, I was like, can I sing this music? You know, I've never sang this before. Is this something I can do? So I talked to Joe, and Joe obviously is well connected, and put me in touch with Lady Gaga's vocal teacher, and who's obviously, you know, one of the top, if not the top coach in, you know, pop vocal technique. And so I started taking lessons with him, and I felt like, okay, now I can start singing these songs that I'm listening to and I'm writing, you know, the right way. So that's kind of turned into, I mean, artists like Sam Smith, who just put out a fantastic album. I absolutely love Sam Smith. And who are the top pop singers right now? Everyone from Justin Bieber to Shawn Mendes. Charlie Puth has some really cool stuff going on. So these are all names. I mean, Ed Sheeran, right, with the guitar. And I mean, he's just absolutely incredible. So these are all names of people that I'm inspired by. I love to see what they're doing, what they're working on, and would love to obviously open or perform or anything with it, be in the same room as any of them. So.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm so excited for you. And I know, Joe, there's more coming out of your camp with new artists that you're working with. And if you could, I know that you are heading off to another recording, so we're going to make sure we get you off in time, because we've got a few minutes, winding on the clock. And I'm very, very excited for you. And your story is just compelling. It really is. And being from New York, I know that you're right in the place where you should be, because that's where a lot of artists, everybody wants to go to the Big Apple and making it. And it's just amazing. I'm so, so proud of you. And Joe, I'm always so proud of you, and so is always excited, because I know you have new artists that will be coming as well. Before we can wrap up, if you could kindly tell us some more wonderful things that you expect out of Brian Hudson, and where the listeners can go to check him out and also get hold of some of the music that he has that has been released from Midnight Sessions.
Great. Well, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot to say, so I'm going to do like one of those closing, like, you know, blah, 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 kind of things. No, but BrianHudsonMusic.com has it all. Brian Hudson has got everything there. We are currently working on a video with top video directors, producers, that's going to be released over the next, I'd say, month or two for the single Kiss Me, Feel It. Shows, we're in Woodstock next week or 2 weeks from now. You could check all this on the website. iTunes has got everything. You'll see the endorsements. I'm actually very excited, because now I'm going to Old Navy and going to the Gap, and I'm telling the salespeople, hey, I'm getting all your crap for 80% off. Yeah, baby. So I'm like starting to scope out my Christmas
list.
But yeah, no, it's all
awesome.
Out there. I mean, Brian and I have a new album as well. I mean, we're already working on a follow-up album just purely based on demand.
Oh,
I mean, it's literally Midnight Sessions just came out. We're working on our spring release right now, because it has to be.
Wow.
You know, just people are just, they're just, I mean, the supply and demand, you couldn't be in a better position.
AP Music Group, yeah. Joe Velvis, along with rising star Brian Hudson, with the release, as he said, of the new song of his album, Midnight Sessions. You have got to check him out. He's incredible. And how you can check him out is, of course, tuning into the online fastest-growing radio station, Tap the Mic Radio. We've been playing his music for almost a week now, and it has been getting a lot of reviews on our end. We're so excited. Joe, and Brian, thank you so, so much for taking the time to join us on this Saturday. And we're going to be hearing a lot more from the both of you, and I can't wait. And I can't wait for my gift from The Gap, Joe. That is so nice of you.
No problem.
Getting freebies. I love that.
Yes.
Brian, thank you so, so much. I know you've got to rush off to the studio. I'm looking forward to more from you. So is the audience. And we are certainly going to be backing you both, and we're looking forward to that. So thank you both for taking the time for joining me, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Gail Scott Keys, Entertainment Now, only on Tap the Mic Radio.
Can I talk to you for a second?
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I hear you. Your voice carries.
Get him.
You're listening to Tap the Mic Radio Network.